The World Resources Institute says the world lost 4.2 million hectares of forest land in 2020. The total area affected would be about the size of the Netherlands. The loss of forest in 2020 was a 12% increase over 2019. Climate change both causes forest loss or deforestation and is caused by deforestation. Scientists warn that climate change creates hotter and drier climates. As a result, forests are more vulnerable to fire and damaging insects. Plants are also important because they absorb carbon emissions that are blamed for causing climate change. Rod Taylor is head of WRI's forest program. He said, "Forests hold large amounts of carbon." Taylor said, "Losing them has irreversible effects on biodiversity and the climate." The International Monetary Fund estimates that the world economy shrank by 3.5% in 2020 because of the COVID-19 pandemic, but deforestation continued to increase. The WRI says this was likely because lockdowns limited government's ability to enforce laws against forest loss. People may have also moved out of cities into rural areas. However, the strongest effects of COVID-19 on forest loss are probably still to come. WRI researcher Francis Seymour said, "It's likely that governments will try to restart their economies on the backs of forests." Areas near the Earth's equator lost a total of 12.2 million hectares of forest in 2020. The loss released emissions equal to 570 million cars. That is more than 2 times the number of cars on the road in the United States. Brazil saw the largest decrease in forests. The 1.7 million hectares lost was a 25% increase from the previous year. The decline was more than 3 times higher than the next highest country, the Democratic Republic of the Congo. There was some good news. Indonesia slowed its rate of deforestation by 17% in 2020. Palm oil, a vegetable oil, is a leading driver of deforestation. Last year, the price of palm oil decreased, possibly affecting deforestation in Indonesia. In addition, experts say the Indonesian government passed laws that are preventing forest loss after damaging fires in 2015. Those rules include fire prevention measures, restrictions on new palm oil farms, and reforms aimed at reducing poverty. But experts are concerned now that the price of palm oil is starting to rise again. The next 2 to 3 years would be the real test if Indonesia can continue reducing deforestation, said Andika Putraditama, who works with WRI in Indonesia. WRI experts say that climate change is killing forests in many different ways. In Europe, hot, dry weather in 2019 and 2020 led to more insect damage in Germany and the Czech Republic. Forest losses increased 200% in the two countries from 2018. In Russia, a hot spring and summer led to forest fires in Siberia. Extreme heat and drought in Australia is blamed for damaging fires there in 2019 and 2020. The world is stuck in a vicious cycle, Seymour said. Global warming leads to dry forests, forest fires, and insect damage. Seymour added, "Nature has been whispering this risk to us for a long time, but now she is shouting." I'm Mario Ritter, Jr.